This is Northwest News from KNKX. Rising coronavirus cases have forced many local school districts to opt for remote learning in the fall. But parents say the distance learning provided in the spring was frustrating. Some have chosen to enroll their children in public schools that have been offering online education for years. KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick spoke with youth and education reporter Ashley Gross.
Ashley, who runs these schools?
They're hosted by school districts in Washington, mostly rural ones. And the districts have contracts with curriculum companies like K-12 Inc. and Pearson to operate the online schools. The Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction has a list on its website of approved public online schools.
Who do these schools serve?
Well, that's what's fascinating. Because they're exclusively online, students can enroll from anywhere in Washington. And it's free because it's public school funded with state tax dollars. So a family would disenroll their child from their regular school district and enroll in the district that hosts the public online school. So, for example, OMAC School District in the northeastern part of the state hosts Washington Virtual Academies. Those schools are operated by the company K-12 Inc. So a student can live in, say, Bellevue and sit at home attending an online school that's hosted halfway across the state.
And these public online schools are seeing growth now?
They definitely are. I think families are pretty stressed out trying to figure out what to do about their kids' education. Dana Rosenberg has two kids who have been enrolled in the Kent School District, but she said remote learning there in the spring was chaotic. Rosenberg has enrolled her son, who's heading into sixth grade, in Washington Virtual Academies. She says a big reason is because the curriculum is already designed for online learning.
It's organized and the materials are sent to you. So, you know, we don't have to go searching through, you know, a bunch of emails to find that PDF that was sent. You know, that was my biggest frustration, was I didn't know what my kid had turned in. I had no way to check it.
So that's her reasoning, but Ashley, I imagine it's not an easy decision for parents to choose to leave their local school district.
That is true. I spoke with Jennifer Bardsley, who lives in Edmonds. She's also decided to move her daughter to Washington Virtual Academies. Bardsley says a big reason is that her daughter has dyslexia and WAVA offers more targeted curriculum, specifically for students with dyslexia. But she did have concerns about pulling her daughter out of the Edmonds School District.
The major concern I have is taking money out away from my local school and giving it to a different school district. That's my primary concern.
Ashley, I can't help but wonder, in listening to Jennifer there, if large numbers of families are doing this, how big of a deal is it for school districts financially?
I think it's something that school districts really have to pay attention to. And I talked with Summer Shelton. She's the head of schools for Washington Virtual Academies. She says they've gotten permission from the OMAC School District to expand dramatically. That includes hiring dozens more teachers. At the beginning of the year, they had about 4,300 students, and now they've gotten permission to add more than 2,500 extra students. So I asked her if she thinks this will be destabilizing to other school districts.
I don't think it will be destabilizing because it's not like it's all, you know, all 2,500 students are coming from Pierce County or King County.
So that's what the head of one of the online schools is saying about the impact to districts. Ashley, if parents are considering this option, what more do they need to know?
Well, one area that parents should know about is that there does seem to be a weakness in math instruction. For example, only about one quarter of eighth graders at Washington Virtual Academies passed the state math assessment. Summer Shelton acknowledges that it is something the school is working to improve.
All right. Ashley, thanks so much for your reporting on this.
You're welcome, Kirsten.